This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. I feel like we still have a lot of things that we can cover in his place. Did you see this about millions of dead fish washing up amid a heat wave in Australia, Jen?
Cooked fish.
Cooked. Oh. My goodness. Yeah, residents of Menindee, I'm probably mispronouncing that, and I apologize if I am. It's now Becktown in New South Wales. Apparently, I've been complaining of a terrible smell from dead fish. Ugh. A stink so terrible that people are wearing masks.
Wow. I guess that's a way to get people to put their masks on. If they're the government, they want to control you. Make everything smell like dead fish. People might run back to them.
Yeah, apparently, and it's just the heat wave
is
so significant. Goodness. I have to go look at that, but it is
obviously hot enough to kill the fish.
Hot enough to start boiling these fish, yeah. Apparently, authorities are saying that there's no concern for health or anything like that. It's
that's what they always
an
say.
Atrocious smell.
Right. But don't you love it? Don't worry. There's nothing to see here. It should be fine. But you get the fish don't look so hot, you know?
Yeah. But, like, listen to this. So state agencies are also starting to release higher quality water where possible to boost dissolved oxygen levels in the area. Hmm. Doesn't that sound odd? Like,
that just sounds a little
releasing
like
higher quality. Yeah.
The images of this are pretty crazy. I know the media always finds like the most dramatic, but those are a lot of fish that are dead in the second longest river in Australia. It's pretty unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, this is, they're wrapping up. Like, this is basically how it typically is for August, September here. This is these are their hottest
summer.
Days of their summer coming into the fall.
They say there's a lot of flooding that's been in the area and that makes it have, the water has lower oxygen levels. So instead of even boiling them, it's probably the heat that's making them stink. But that's what's killing them is that a lot of them didn't get oxygen because there's just more water in there because of the flooding.
Of everything going on.
The fish smell.
Are like drowning.
I guess they're just not getting enough oxygen, so they die, and then they're getting heated up because it's hot, and that's when the stink happens.
Well, that's where the stink is happening.
Yep, they were cod, golden perch, silver perch, and carp, according to the media. Millions
my
of
goodness.
Them, they say, 4 miles, tens of miles.
My goodness. Well, so there is a South Carolina school district who is dealing with a Pledge of Allegiance lawsuit. Seems like there is a this person said, that person said kind of situation going on. There is video footage of this, but apparently a ninth grader was walking in a hallway, stopped during a moment of silence. It was alleged that this ninth grader was stopped during the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. The school is saying no. This was after the Pledge of Allegiance when they do their moment of silence. And during the Pledge of Allegiance, anyone who wants to say it, recite it, they can. Anyone who does not want to recite it, they do not have to. Nobody is forced either which way. The only thing that they mandate is that nobody is disruptive or disrespectful to anybody else during this time.
This is the problem with our society. I get it. You don't want to force the kids to pray. It's public school in most cases, and everybody has their different take on religion. But anybody going to school in the United States should stand up and take the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, and so that's what this thing is, that it wasn't even during the Pledge of Allegiance, that it was after the Pledge of Allegiance was already done. This ninth grader was in the hallway. The ninth grader alleges that a teacher basically pushed her up against a wall. Oh. They have looked at different surveillance and video cameras from the hallways. They showed that the teacher did touch her shoulder to get her attention, but there was no pushing that happened. But also, this is one of those things that I feel like even in today, you can't even touch anybody, even just like putting a hand on a shoulder to get somebody to turn around. Like,
that is true.
That is, some people can essentially, whether right or wrong, wherever you want to fall on that, but essentially it seems like sometimes people can press charges on that. Authorities have said they are not pressing charges either which way. The student in the school has even said the student's not in trouble for anything.
Right.
The student really didn't even do anything wrong, and they even acknowledged that. The person in the hallway was just trying to see if they had a hall pass. and that apparently the student and her parents are alleging this whole other thing. So we will, I mean, I guess going to see what moves forward with this, if there is any kind of lawsuit that has legs that holds up. Again, it's one side saying one thing, the other side saying another thing, the video showing something, and there's three different videos.
And lots of different sides. And, of course, an opportunity for a lawsuit. I guess it looks like the teen is, or I guess the family is suing the principal, the school district, and the state education officials. So they're going in. They're going hard on this one. This is not just like something happened and, you know, this was just like a hurt feeling. This is something they're actually looking for money on, which might tell you something.
Exactly. When the 15-year-old has made a statement saying, I was completely and utterly disrespected. No one has apologized. No one has acknowledged my hurt. Again, this is a full investigation going underway. Nobody seems to be facing disciplinary actions, the student nor the teacher. And again, the reviewed footage, which was reviewed by authorities, by school personnel, and by the family of this teen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, okay, this may sound a little like not sensitive, but I got to say it. The amount of 15-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds that say, you have to apologize to me, you disrespected me, that's a little different than when we were growing up. Like, I don't think that until you were, like, an adult and, like, earning money, I don't know if people, like, worried about disrespecting you as much as they do now. I don't know if that's, like, a new thing. I don't know if it's good or it's bad, but it just feels different than when I was growing up.
And once upon a time, even like when our parents were kids, it was a mentality of children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah, I know. It's totally different now.
It is, where it's kind of like you teach respect by showing respect. It's like a practice what you preach. Be an example. Don't just, you know, listen to my words. Don't follow my actions. Because that's the thing. Kids do follow actions.
There's a kid that's in one of my circles, one of my friend's kids. And this kid is a smart kid, but is kind of lazy, and so is capable of getting very good grades, but doesn't like to get very good grades because that means doing homework and assignments and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's the age-old thing, like, what do? You don't want to push, but you do want to push, and, you know, especially, you know, as you get older, those grades start to matter more if you want to get into mm-hmm. school and stuff. So my friend is like, you will not believe, like, I go after her. I tell her, you know, you got to do better. You've got to get, you know, more intense and no more devices until you start getting your grades up. And apparently somehow the kid turns it around and says, why are you yelling at me? You're making me feel really bad about myself. And my friend's like, I started apologizing to her. It's like, wait a second here.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
the manipulation
really
runs
smart.
Strong.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can't just be, you take
like gaslighted by your own child.
Yeah, exactly right. And I was like, you know what just happened there? Like, that was a total 180 turnaround for me. And she's like, I know.
Well, I think
it is different. It is just not like it used to be, for sure.
Well, and I do think that there's a sense, too, where it's like if your child is applying themselves and still just not understanding the assignments, not understanding
totally
it or whatever,
different.
Not getting good grades, pouring more pressure is probably going to have the opposite effect. Like, maybe you need to spend more time or, like, hire on a tutor or get somebody like that. But when it's like, okay, you're not even applying yourself because you're getting bad grades because you're not even doing anything.
You're missing assignments.
Yeah.
It's very
buck up, Buttercup. Let's
I know.
Go.
I just thought it was funny. She's like, wait a second, I'm apologizing to her now? No. I think we all have had those moments, though, when we're in that position of being the one in charge, right? Where we're like, wait a second, kid, you don't get to play that on me. But it takes a few minutes before you realize it.
Yeah, it does. Or with, like, even with another adult where you're trying to set a boundary.
Right.
And because they have done something wrong, you're trying to set a boundary. Then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're, like, convincing them that they're an amazing person and the boundary was a mistake. I should have never opened my mouth. Oh,
what's
my
wrong
goodness.
With me?
Well, how about the journey of friendship that Xi Jinping has made to Moscow to be with his BFF Putin?
How about that? Now, that should scare everybody because these two are not working together for the benefit of America or Western culture, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're not just sharing a meal because they've missed their friend.
No, they're not like doing the two-straw milkshake. No, this is not great.
I'm sorry, but I just visualized them with the two straws and a milkshake.
That's not a good look. But she says that he is going there because of diplomatic reasons. But Russia's going to be asking for more support, and China's given it to them to take on Ukraine and whatever else is on their wish list of things. And with China eyeing Taiwan, you just wonder what this little axis of evil is going to look like, especially when you have Iran in the mix and North Korea.
Mm-hmm. And there's some deal with Saudi Arabia recently, too,
right?
That's
right. And what China's doing is becoming what the United States was, which was these deals, like bartering these deals. And that's not what we want to see. The United States needs to maintain its position at the top because China, once it gets there, wants to colonize us, essentially. So, I don't know. It seems far off, and it seems like, oh, America can never lose, but this kind of thing is not a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, and she has already called him, used the words best friend, has already called Putin a best friend, has already said that they have a no-limits partnership.
Isn't that... those
are scary words.
Exactly right. And today, what are we going to be paying attention to? Whether or not Trump is going to get arrested for a flipping misdemeanor while this kind of stuff is happening around the globe. We've got to get our priorities straight in this country, because I think that American, that vibe that things are not going to happen or that we're not going to lose our position, it seems very pie in the sky right now. We've got to get serious about what's really important, and that's our security.
Well, and that's the thing. There's never any just like, well, this is important. People need to not do this. People should be doing this. It's the who's of it.
Yeah.
And that's just, that takes precedence over everything, and it is so dumbfoundingly wrong.
It's exhausting when you think about it, and you think about how sad, and I hate saying this because I don't care who's in the White House. I want our country to win. I believe in what we have done, the so-called experiment in democracy. Our republic is something that we should be celebrating. It's the most free and fair on the planet, and I think everybody's forgotten it because we're into team sports now.
Well, and here's something that's interesting. I've been seeing a lot on social media. I tend to see an article, I read the article, and they are from reputable news sources, but I like to see the comments. I like to see what people are saying, and also how they're fighting with each other, because sometimes you have the people that just call each other duty heads and, like, move on with their day, and it's like, oh, that was not...
Which is fun, by the way.
Not a great argument, but some people do have good ones, and I'm astounded at seeing how many people, both Republicans and Democrats, who have said that they are moving to the independent party.
Yeah,
that they are leaving their party, they're going to independent because they cannot deal with it anymore, how it is so party focused and not what's best for everybody else. Weigh in on this. Facebook, Instagram, At Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, At Good Day On Air. It's 18 after the hour.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet. And one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now going through some of the trending items. James Collins in the Dallas studio, I want you to weigh in on this.
Yo.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been defending her wellness tips. People are calling it the quote-unquote starvation diet. So, okay, this is the thing. She was on the Art of Being Well podcast, and she was discussing how she was dealing with long COVID, severe levels of inflammation,
right.
And she did kind of an anti-inflammatory situation where it was basically fast during the morning, you have some bone broth for lunch or whatever, and then some kind of like a paleo situation for dinner, a lot of vegetables. People are coming hard for her, saying like she is basically contributing to poor health and eating disorders and all of this stuff.
I don't know where she's getting her health tips from, to be honest with you, because that doesn't sound healthy at all, if just from my perspective. Yeah.
Well, so she's doubled down on this. She said that it has come from medical research. She had this was professionals who did their own medical research for her extensive testing that she's done over time. And what she was talking about, she was talking in a sense of when I'm having severe inflammation, this is what I do. She wasn't saying that this is her daily routine.
Mm.
That she has cheat days. She loves French fries. She eats pizza, like all of this stuff. It's just whenever she is having these flare-ups, this is what she does. And she notices it helps her. And she even said, like, she's not telling other people this is what they need to go do. They need to talk with their own doctors about it. But people like calling her haggard and saying that she's 50, but she looks older than 50. And it's one of those things. Like, also, she's not exactly garnering towards teens and tweens and like 20-year-olds. She's like, her audience base is middle-aged women.
Exactly. And you know, I've always found that her health tactics that she usually takes aren't usually the best ways, and the products that she puts out aren't usually the best geared towards
affordable as well.
She's
living in her own world. She has a different lifestyle than most of us. She has a different income. She has, there's just what might be sustainable for Gwyneth Paltrow is not necessarily sustainable for the everyday person.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, like, people need to be so mean.
I'm sorry. I cannot pay $400 for your bar soap. Thank you very much.
Well, Ian Ziering made an acknowledgement during 90s Con that he turned down a role that really could have garnered him a lot of money. He could have bought that bar of soap. I'll tell you more about that in a moment.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, 90s Con happened in Connecticut recently, and a lot of the Beverly Hills 90210 stars were there. Jeannie Garth, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, and one very interesting conversation came up that Ian Ziering was approached shortly after Beverly Hills 90210 went off the air about, hey, would you ever consider hosting a reality show? Not that it's an actual offer, but would you consider throwing your name into the hat?
Right.
And Ian's like, no, I am not an actor. I'm an actor. I don't do stuff like that. Totally passes it up. Goes on to do Sharknado and all this stuff. Well, the one that he was supposed to throw his name in the hat, American Idol.
No way, really.
Can you imagine? Huh. American Idol. He could have been the Ryan Seacrest.
That's insane. Holy crap.
Oh, it's 28 after the hour on Doug Steph.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early this morning, hours after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a 3-day visit. Kishida is meeting with President Zelensky in the Ukrainian capital. The entourage is reporting they will show respect to the courage and patience of the Ukrainian people who are standing up to defend their homeland under President Zelensky's leadership. A New York grand jury investigating former President Trump over a non-disclosure agreement payment to Stormy Daniels appears ready to complete its work as soon as law enforcement officials make preparations for possible unrest in the event of an indictment. Trump over the weekend claimed he would be arrested today. A new United Nations report says an estimated 43,000 people died during Somalia's largest drought on record last year, and half of them were likely children under 5 years of age. Lance Pry, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Good Day radio program. I am Jake Thurster. Following the earthquake in Ecuador, at least 16 people are dead after a 6.5 magnitude earthquake occurred off the coast of Ecuador over the weekend. This was on Saturday. Now, it happened about 12:22 p.m., and then an aftershock of a 4.8 magnitude earthquake was also reported. That happened at 12:28. The earthquake was felt in 13 provinces. Now, search and rescue operations are ongoing, and the number of fatalities could rise amid the efforts to get to those trapped under the rubble. This continues to be a developing story, but right now it is looking like 16 confirmed deaths. Now, in the recall report, Honda is recalling 500,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada because the front seatbelts may not latch properly. Honda has no reports of injuries caused by the problems, and dealers will replace the front seat belt buckle release buttons. Starting April 17th, owners will be notified by a letter. If you have one of the cars that are affected, you can just go ahead and take it in. The models affected the 2017 through 2020 CR-V, the 2018 and 2019 Accord, the 2018 through 2020 Odyssey, and the 2019 Insight. Now, Ford also is recalling over 1 million cars over brake hose issues. The brake fluid leak will increase brake pedal travel and extend the distance needed to stop the vehicle, increasing the risk of a crash. Ford Fusions, Lincoln MKZs are affected in the recall. And again, owners of these, if you have them, take them in. Owners will also be notified of the recall in letters. So definitely keep an eye out for that. We have Maria Trilogy talking about different things in the astrology charts. This is the first day of summer, or spring, I mean. Oh, hold on, summer. And of course, we're moving on into Aries, so we're going to be talking about that next.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
We are back with astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is ready to talk about spring, Aries, and here's how you can go ahead and get in touch with her. I'm going to tell you now, and then we'll tell you again later, but astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com is her email, or you can find her online, mariafrancescatrilogy.com. Hi, Maria.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
So happy to have you. Well, tell us what is going on, because it seems like there is a lot happening. It's the spring equinox. Aries is coming up. There's a new moon. So give us the full rundown.
Well, it is that the spring equinox is always a time of hopefulness. You know, we know that seasons are changing. Life is moving forward, and of course, with the weather changing as well all over the world, not everybody is going to see signs of spring right this minute today. However, if you look close, there are little openings. I mean, we in California have had just these downpours and downpours and downpours, and yet, if you drive around on a sunny day, it is really beautiful. I mean, flowers and the hills, everything is kind of springing open. So the spring equinox, which is happening at like 5:24 Eastern Time, p.m. today, starts the spring season, and this is when we are also moving into from the sign of Pisces to the sign of Aries. Now, Pisces is considered the end of the horoscope or the zodiac. So Aries is looked at, or what we do is we consider that to be the first sign of the zodiac. And so it's really the start of the astrological new year. So it is like Happy New Year astrology, and let's get moving into how we're going to embrace the new energy. So Aries is a fire sign, and they are people that get fired up for something new. If you're around an Aries, you are in for an adventure. They're very curious. They're starters. Let's get things going. So when you think about that, you have to look at, how can I do that? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we move from sort of this dreamy Piscean energy in March into the idea of now we're moving towards April? So Aries starts today, 20th, and it will be in that sign until from March 20 to April 20. So it's, and there's a new moon tomorrow, and we know what new moons are. Excuse me, we've talked about them on the air. And this is the day we can really focus on what we want to start. So in order to start something new, we want to let go of the old. And that's why it's called spring cleaning.
Oh, that's great. I like that they are very much coinciding all at the same time this week.
And it is also, when I looked up, it was interesting, I was looking for information about the spring equinox. And, you know, it's the time when, of course, vernal equinox is another way to say spring equinox. And that word means new and fresh, vernal. So in Latin, the translation is that. So when we even think about it, it's bringing more daylight. And I always like to call it more delight, because there's nothing like having that extra time in the day to, you know, to be excited about what we can do, what we can accomplish. Even though mornings are kind of slow right now, the idea of having that time later on in the day is lovely. And I would really recommend looking at the old, it's called the Old Farmer's Almanac. Their website is just wonderful because, you know, at one time, astrology started out with the almanac, because the Farmer's Almanac was looking, what they do is they follow nature. Don't they? You know, when you think about planting seeds and what the right season is to plant whatever. Well, we as people, if we look at ourselves as part of nature, because we are, that it's really beautiful to see how it all fits together. And the Old Farmer's Almanac, their website is a great place to go.
That's amazing. Okay, that's wonderful. So Old Farmer's Almanac. And when we talk about Aries and the fire, the passion, what are some of the most compatible signs for Aries?
Yes, thank you. I want to talk about that. So, you know, everybody's compatible with everybody. However, Aries is the fire sign. So when you think about what's compatible, who's compatible with fire, is either fire or air. Right? Because what does air do? Air fans the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So those signs will resonate with each other easily. because they, all three of them, get fired up about life in different ways. And then they're the most compatible with air signs. And because air and fire go together, just like earth and water do. Sometime we'll do that as part of the show, just all of it together. However, the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So the compatibility, when we look at compatibility, we also follow what we call the elements. And that's air, fire, earth, and water. So for this month, it is a month of getting fired up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and excited about life. And then, of course, tomorrow it's all about planting new seeds in your head, too. You know, what we think, how we think, open to possibility. There's a lot going on in the world that if we focus on only the things that are troublesome, then how can we get a fire started? You know, I mean, how can we fire up and be excited if we focus all the time on what is troublesome? You know, we have to look at the goodness in life. And Aries does get excited, and they are curious, and they're leaders. They want to just get going and get something initiated. So, you know, people, let's all take this opportunity and do our best to think the most positive thoughts we can on an individual basis. And, you know, the saying is the more we do that, the more we can get that energy out in the world. And you are a Gemini, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm a Taurus. My son is a double Gemini.
Oh, you're a Taurus. That's right.
Yeah, my son's the double Gemini.
Oh, yeah, your son. I remember there's a Gemini in the family. Yes. Well, we'll talk about Taurus next month, because next month is your month.
Yes. Oh, I am looking forward to that. Maria, real quickly, because we are running out of time, but I do want to know, from an astrological standpoint, what are the best tips you have for spring cleaning?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
From an astrological standpoint, what tips do you have for spring cleaning?
For spring cleaning, is first and foremost, it's to declutter. Now, Aries, we're going to go back to Aries here. Aries get bored if things are not moving. You know, they just want to keep going. So when you think about that, it's, if you get into your closet and start decluttering, it'll be just beautiful to look at the space you're creating. That's what I always feel like. So spring cleaning starts with changing thoughts, changing the house, cleaning out what you don't need anymore, and then looking at what you can start that's new and lovely. So that's what I would consider as far as, you know, letting go and opening up to possibility of what you can bring into your life that is new.
Oh, wonderful. Maria, thank you. Again, you can contact Maria. Go to astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. That's astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com, and find her online, mariafrancescatrilogy.com. Maria, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. He's Chuck Curry. Doug is out. And Chuck, what are we listening to?
That is Twist and Shout, sung by Rodney Dangerfield, played in the movie Back to School back in 1986. And Jay, the reason we play that song is because where I live in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, there's a movie theater I'm associated with called Pocono Cinema, where I do a what's called a Saturday Night Spotlight Series, third Saturday of every month. We just started like 4 months ago, where we spotlight a movie from the past that has a little bit of an edge or obscurity to it. This movie was popular in 86, actually the ninth most popular film back in 1986. Did, I think, like $94 million at the box office domestically, Back to School. We screened it Saturday night, had a decent crowd, not a great crowd, but I really enjoyed it. And Rodney sang that song in the movie, which back in the day really brought down the house. Trivia note of interest, if you're a movie fan, same year, 1986, when Rodney sang that song in that movie, Matthew Broderick also sang the same song, Twist and Shout, in the parade scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I always found pretty interesting stuff. But I love Back to School. I love Rodney Dangerfield. A lot of his one-liners in that movie, not exactly politically correct, but that's why it was so funny. I mean, back in the day in 86, people buckled over in laughter watching that movie. And I just want to point out one thing. When I always do an introduction to the crowd that shows up, and I explain to them, in an age of superhero movies, Hollywood needs to produce more comedies, because we certainly need to laugh in this day and time. No?
Give us some more original comedies, too. I can get behind remakes every so often. Just I can appreciate them as a reimagining, if you will. But give us some original content. There are so many brilliant minds. There have to be more ideas than what we're actually getting.
I would 100% agree. See, the thing is, in the industry, they're so gun-shy of writing out a big check if it's not something they feel they have an easy shot to get their money and make money on their investment. That's why you see so many superhero movies, because they just figure, hey, people are going to see superhero movies. If I'm going to throw $200 million at something, it might as well be something I feel is going to get a quick return. And original content has a chance to be a complete misfire, and that's why they're nervous of doing more of that stuff. Having said that, here's another superhero movie. Number one movie at the box office, Shazam Fury of the Gods, $30 million in its opening frame. That's, I mean, there's no doubt that's disappointing, considering the fact that movie's $125 million budget. It did $65 million total worldwide, so most likely it's not going to make its money back theatrically. Long term, probably get its money back between streaming, Blu-ray, DVD, so on and so forth, but they're going to have to wait quite some time. This is the beginning. Now, I watched most of this film, and I would say it has a lot of entertainment value, and it's a nice movie for families. The problem with it is that in the comic, Shazam, there was a version of Shazam who was more serious, who battled Superman in the comic. Zachary Levi Shazam could never battle Superman in a movie because he just plays it too silly. That's why it's more family
oriented.
It's very goofy, but he is good, and it is entertaining. Having said that, it's not serious comic book fare, and that turned a lot of people off, despite the fact that I think the movie's pretty good. But there you have it. Scream 6 plays second, $17.5 million, 60% drop-off, no surprise, off a big weekend, $76 million in 2 weeks. Creed 3 now up to $128 million in 3 weeks, another $16 million, just a 43% drop-off week to week. 65, big dinosaur movie with Adam Driver, 5.8, just $22 million in 2 weeks of release. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, $4 million, $205 million total. There you have it.
My goodness. Well, and of
course, one other thing. The trailer to the live-action version of Little Mermaid in its first 24 hours last week when it was released by Disney had 108 million worldwide views. That's on par with a few other big live-action animated movies that they released in the last few years. That's a new barometer, Jay.
Oh, that's
great. How many people watch a trailer in 24 hours?
So, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Social media rules the roost. No doubt.
It really does. Well, and speaking of social media, there still continues to be a lot of rumors over who should be the next James Bond. And Taron Egerton is one that people have been talking about. He's actually come out and said that he doesn't even think he's the right choice. He doesn't think that he would be able to play him realistically, but also there's been no offer, so people can stop talking about him.
I like him. I just think he's too small for him. You think you need a bigger presence, but he's good. He is good.
He is, especially in The Kingsman. I feel like that was kind of Bondish. It's 58 After the Hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Show. Thanks, Chuck.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.